steady stream of information coming at all of our mistakes listeners. Of course, did you check our email? Did we get anything interesting from anybody?
No.
Nothing. Well, we know you're out there. I saw your downloads.
We know you're out there.
Yes.
Don't be afraid.
We know you're listening. We know that
you won't share any information with anyone. We won't email you back.
Yes.
Well, we might email you back and say thanks for emailing us.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would.
Yes. We could send a digital autograph.
Okay.
Right?
I'm sure they would print that out and frame it and put it on their fridge.
Yes. Oh, digital autograph. Have you ever done one?
What, digital signatures?
Yeah.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Oh, very good, very good. I don't think I've ever done one, other than, you know, typing my name in Dave Kidney, thank you for listening to Parenting Mistakes.
Right.
Which then you can get that, you can frame it as well.
Yeah, you can.
My actual digital bits on the internet to you.
No, I've signed contracts and there's like a little swirly signature and I'm like, that's not how I write my name, but...
Oh, you know what? I've actually become very, very good at the targeted digital signature though, right?
Have you?
Yes, I've become very, very adept at using my finger to make my name.
Yeah,
because remember, 10 years ago we used to do that, and you'd be able to. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I put an effort into it, Todd.
Did you?
I did. I was like, "This is ridiculous. I'm going to master this. I want to make it look like my signature versus, you know, X marks the spot." So I did it.
I feel like I'd need a stylus of some sort.
Well, they do give you a stylus, you know, from time to time. Usually, they have the crappy pen that's sitting there next to it, or they, you know, it's attached to it, or it's dangling on the floor. You know what I mean? But no, I can do it with my finger now. I'm very, very adept at it. The secret is to.
Okay.
what's
that's
the
another
proof of the
that's another podcast. Old so, men doing today's technology.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! There's another great idea.
It is.
Okay, so, algorithms. Have you heard or read about algorithms?
I'm married to a mathematician.
Okay, so you understand internet algorithms and what's happening to this day and age of people?
Of sorts, yes.
Okay, can you explain it or do you need me to explain it to you?
Can I explain it? Are you asking me to explain it?
To explain algorithms because your wife is a master and I guess that just makes you... The half mast? I don't know
well,
what you
yes.
are.
Well, because I just hang out with her, and so it's the osmosis thing.
Yes, I've got the same problem, and I'm smarter for it. But let me think here. Yeah. Oh, sorry, PewDiePie. Algorithms.
Oh no, we moved on. Algorithms.
That's right. What do you know about today's? I mean, obviously, you guys have had this discussion on algorithms.
I don't know if we have had this discussion, but it is a romantic topic in a lot of ways.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yes.
Yes.
take your, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife out to dinner and discuss algorithms.
Amalgamify. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, baby, I got some numbers for you. All right. Algorithms, Todd.
So basically an algorithm is a computer program. It's software that tracks different pieces of data on the internet.
Yes.
So anywhere you go, anything you click on, your search engine is going to compile all of that. And it's going to compare it to other people who have similar data sets.
Mm-hmm.
And then various products and services are going to be directed towards you.
Yes.
So when you pull up, that's why when you do, say, a Google search, you'll see advertisements in different places. And those aren't just random. Those are based on the cookies, and this is a technical term, but the cookies in your browser.
Yes. Oh, I'm seeing a very good segue here.
I know. There is a good segue there.
There is. So in essence, that's why people will say that Google used to be better. I had a better experience with Google. It was much more the Wild West. In fact, here's the crazy thing, Todd. 10, 15 years ago, I remember having a discussion with you before we were ever doing this show about how you thought the internet could be made better, right? I don't even remember this conversation, but basically
I have no
what you're saying
this
is
conversation.
We are nowhere near the day and age where I can get on a Google. I can do a Google search and I can find exactly what I want. Right? You were saying that the search capacity of Google right now, this is 15 years ago, is nowhere near where it should be.
Right.
And it's not really pulling up what I want it to pull up. Instead, I'm just getting a potpourri of anything. I remember pulling up Google and getting 1,000 to 2,000 pages that I could browse, right? Here's 2,000 of whatever topic you're looking for, and you could really chase the rabbit hole then. That does not happen anymore. Now we've reached this point where we've had that discussion, and Google has made, or say, Bing or any of these other search engines, where we're at the point now where we can almost get to exactly what we want. The problem is what?
Well, the problem is that, again, depending on your understanding of what Google is a business. Google contracts with various vendors, and so sometimes you're looking for information. What they really want to do is sell you a product.
Yes, and they're giving what they think you want. And so right. Now, and literally, if you look at the number of search pages you get about 100.
Well, and there's there's a hierarchy as well in terms of companies paying to be higher on the list.
Yes.
So,
well, there's a couple of things too. It's not just paying to be higher on the list. It's also, well, they're paying people to make them higher on the list.
Right. Well, they're paying for certain keywords. So if you type in a certain term, they have paid a certain sum of money to say, okay, when someone types in that word, we get close to the top. So you may find there may be this valuable piece of information on somebody's blog somewhere that really is what you're looking for, but it's going to be 100 pages back. It's not going to be anywhere near the front. If you even get that.
Right.
And that's fine. You know, if you understand that, then that allows you to say, okay, Google is still a salesperson. I'm still walking essentially into a giant store, and I'm saying, I know you have a library here, and I know that's free, but I also know you sell stuff here. So could you help me navigate to where I want to go?
Yes. Now, you can do that with deep dives in Google, right? You can do advanced searches, which I don't think a whole lot of folks do. They just kind of stop at that default search, right? Or they'll click on the Google animation above it and give up. Oh, I learned about Harriet Tubman today, right, or whatever.
Right.
But now that's gone.
But the flaws of this still, it's still a software program, it's still a computer, and it still lacks some of the nuances of sort of human reason. So if a more practical example is, you know, we've done a lot of shows from Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And Netflix will have a bar there that says, recommended for you. Right?
Yep.
Because it will do the same thing. It will say, you've watched all these shows and movies, so we think these similar shows and movies are going to be interesting to you. Well, if that's fine, except that my wife and I and my kids are all on the same Netflix account on purpose. Therefore, the algorithm gets confused.
Yes. No,
because we're watching completely different things.
It's by no means perfect, but there is growing concern amongst parents that their children are now falling into these algorithms. Right?
Okay.
But the growing concern that I've actually heard overriding everything is that we've all fallen into these algorithms. There is a Todd Pfeiffer algorithm. There's a Dave Kidney algorithm, right? There's only certain things that I'm going to be able to search for, right? Because you're right. I have to get through that salesman, right?
Sure.
Now you're asking, where is this all going, Dave?
Is this all going, Dave?
Oh, my goodness. So we've dived into YouTube, and speaking of algorithms, we have been trying to figure out, like, what should be watching? You know, what should Todd and I be watching? And one of the things that's have happened to my children is they've ended up in a genre on YouTube, which I think has been presented to them via an algorithm, because they have Kindles, right? And they have their own profiles. It's not that it's the Wild West for them, but, you know, they have a limited profile. They start searching for kids' things, and suddenly there's a very interesting algorithm that appears for them. And that is this whole world of YouTubers that are opening up packages.
Right.
This interesting wish fulfillment channel.
It is a strange, strange world.
So let's enter into this. One of the shows they love to watch is Cookie Swirl C. This is tough because Cookie Swirl C is probably a very sweet human being.
I'm sensing a butt coming.
But something's not right, Todd, and I can't... We need to discuss this, right? Because this is not... This is entertainment, but there's something more to than just the entertainment. And my girls have been watching this particular individual for the past, I'd say, 2 years. And I have been trying to put my finger on exactly what's going on. And I look towards the elder parent in this case.
Okay, like, so we should before we get to that, we should back up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I jump into the good stuff. I want to get to the good stuff, right?
So there's two things going on here that and if you have kids, you may or may not be aware of this. There's two things going on. First of all, there's the phenomenon of mystery toys. And the term I believe is blind bags, or yep. at least
no,
yeah.
that's the term she was using.
So back in the day, you know, when Dave and I were youngsters, you know, we'd go down to the toy store and we'd be looking for the Han Solo action figure. And these do still exist. It's not like all toys have converted to this. But we'd go to the Star Wars section and we'd dig through and we'd go, ah, here's the Han Solo action figure. And I can see it's the Han Solo action figure through the plastic. And I go to the thing and I buy it.
Yep. Han now, Solo. I straight up bought Han Solo. I've
right,
got him.
Because that's what I want. I want the Han Solo. Now you have this entire new world of toys that come in a sealed package that you can't see through the plastic. Okay? And it's a whole collection of things.
Yeah,
and
so to
you
help,
don't know what you're gonna get. You don't know what you're gonna
out,
get.
Well no, to help out Gen Xers, these are the only form that we had were baseball cards.
Yes.
You did not know what you were going to get with a pack of baseball cards. So this has been going on for a long time, right. But now it's evolved.
Now it has evolved, and now it has expanded to all these different toy lines and series of toy lines, much like the baseball cards.
Yep.
There will be a series, there will be a year, you know, whatever it is. And
yeah, and I'm trying to get all the Cubs this year or something like that, and I didn't get right. Dave Kingman.
Right.
I'm trying to go for my Dave Kingman. I actually got one. And it got stolen, but that's a long story. But yeah,
that's a. Okay.
But no, but kids are doing the exact same thing, right?
And so the other component, and you mentioned this before, is that we have this now entire phenomenon of people making YouTube videos where they buy a bunch of these and they unwrap them while they're filming, and this is a source of entertainment.
Yes.
And which for Gen Xers, I think is. I mean, again, back to the baseball card parallel. Can you fathom watching a video of somebody else opening baseball cards when you were a kid?
Dude, I've been conditioned. I've been conditioned. And I'll tell you what. I watched, we got a VHS tape or a VHS recorder. And my dad said, you can watch Star Wars as many times as you want. We bought Star Wars, we put it in there, and I went, I've seen this entire thing. Why do I want to watch it again? But, wow. but, I went, whoa, there's nuance here, right? There's something more to be had. I guess I'm bored. I'll watch it again. You know, or I could live out more of a Star Wars fantasy. I don't know what happened from that point to now, but I know I've watched Star Wars at least 200 times.
Okay.
Because this is what people have done, right? So there's a similar element here of like there's no understanding of why this kid or why kids are attracted to watching someone open up products that they don't even have.
They just do.
They've been conditioned.
So that's the background.
There's some conditioning that's going on.
Right. So Cookie Swirl C and. You would know better than me, you know, whether there are other people similar to her, but I watched a video of Cookie Swirl C and she was opening.
There's a whole genre of folks that do this. They're just toy people.
So she opened these things called Schnooks and then DreamWorks Troll Surprise Blind Bags.
Yep.
So the Schnooks, you could see what she was opening. Those actually were identifiable through the, you know, clear plastic.
Yep.
But the DreamWorks little trolls, and these are little packages. These are small. These are not very, you know, the bag is, it's like a bag of fruit snacks or something like that.
I mean,
it's
totally
about that size. Yep. And
like a mint, like in a candy. Yeah.
So, and you tell me, because you've watched more of these, Cookie, I don't know what her real name is, but Cookie Squirrel C, while she's opening, she's super excited about this.
Sure.
She's got a real high-pitched voice. She's doing little squeaky sounds. I mean, everything she opens. And then she starts to kind of play with them, almost like you would sit on the floor with a toddler and start, you know, moving their little toys around in front of them and making voices.
Well, as we're talking about it right now, it's an amazing narrative. There is this entire story that's happening for her as she's opening up these blind bags. It's almost, I'm not going to say it's straight up what it is, but it's versus somebody who, and there are people that just do this. Hey, I just went to the toy store and I bought these items. There's opening videos. I don't know if you've seen these. They're just straight up, I bought this particular item, this, let's say, Rock Band drum set, and I'm going to open it up for you. Right. And this is how you do it. And you can kind of get excited for the guy while watching it. But if you're interested in seeing what the drum set looks like or how it's opened, hey, this show is for you. And it's straight up what it is. Cookie's doing the exact same thing, but there is a very interesting narrative that's happening. She opens up the two trolls. The two trolls are then animated by her with very, very edited quick clips like whoop, 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 whoop. Trolls, right? Like it's just like that. It's very high pitched.
She's hyper. I mean, yes. She's almost.
Well, the editing helps that too,
right?
Because I can sit here and go like this, but if I edit it together, it's right, which is like her, right?
She sounds like a little kid that, you know, is getting the only toy of her entire life that she's dreamed of. Forever.
Fabulous nails. Fabulous.
And she jumps, and she's jumping up and down. And
she's a hand model. She's got to be.
Right. Right. We don't see her face. We see the toys up close. We see her hands. And that's it.
Yes. Okay, so the toys, the two trolls are then walking into a house, and they can't get into this toy house. Why? Because it's full of blind bags. What are these trolls ever going to do? How are they going to get into this house?
Well, it's the Schnooks that can't get into the troll house.
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
It's the Schnooks. The Schnooks. They look like trolls to me.
Right.
The Schnooks cannot get in because it's full of trolls' blind bags. How inconvenient. What are we going to do, kids? What are we going to do? Right? What everybody would do is you have to open up the blind bags to get them out of the way.
Clearly.
Yes. And so then she proceeds to open up every blind bag of trolls. And every bag feels like it's Christmas Day. Right? I can't believe I got this. I can't believe I got that.
But here's the interesting element of that. There's excitement, but then there's also, it's not enough.
Ah, good point.
It's not enough. Because as she mentions early on, she's looking for a particular one.
Yes.
So because early on in the process, so she opens one up and she identifies it. And then she says, oh, look, there's this guide
that shows you the guide and all these trolls
I could get.
All these toys come with a guide.
And then now, she's in search of all of these and she starts to get duplicates.
Yes, dupes.
And so that she's still excited, except the excitement's just a little not as good as it would have been, I think, if she would have gotten all different.
Yes, totally. Or the rare one. Because let's back this up a little bit. I was talking about Shopkins last year on the on the podcast, and we opened up $1,000 Shopkin, right? Because it's so uber rare that when I found it and put it up on eBay, I found that people were trying to buy this tiny little plastic item. It's no bigger than a mint, like a candy mint, for $1,000 because there was only like 5,000 of them made. She is seeking for those. Like if she were to get a legendary or whatever classification it's given, that's what she wants, right? She doesn't want the common dupes, right? She got more excited when he found a troll with a unique hairstyle.
Well, and back to baseball cards, same thing. You find the star or you find the rookie card. And later on, you know, when the baseball card industry exploded in the 90s, they had all sorts of specialized cards, autograph cards, cards with little pieces of bats, game-used bats in them, you know,
yep.
Dirt. I mean, all sorts
really?
Of strange stuff. Oh, yeah. They had
wow,
some
I had no idea.
Crazy stuff in them. So the and this is not a long video. This particular video was 7 minutes long.
Yep.
Real fast. Just bam, 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 bam. Opens them all up. And then we're done.
And then that's the end of the show. And I can't say it's not without entertainment, right? Like if you're her target audience, which I believe are. I mean, I'll say this: Kayleen is now 8, and she's not as interested in Cookie's channel as much as Maddie is interested in Cookie's channel.
Okay.
Right. Because Maddie would just sit there, and again, it's child wish fulfillment. The only thing that I can kind of put my finger on is kind of like looking at the back of the Sears catalog in the toy section and
yeah.
just wishing and hoping that I could get that Matchbox set, you
yep.
know, with all the tracks and stuff like that. In this case, it's taken to a step further in which, well, Cookie has got the Matchbox set. She's going to open it up for you, play with it, show you everything. And what do you think that does to Maddie's brain, my daughter?
She says, Dad, let's go shopping.
Oh, my gosh. Right? So Cookie has talked about LOLs, which is another toy that's got blind bags, and that's all she wants to do. Right? I want to go down. The hardest part I have with this particular episode is the recommendation that we're going to give, because I'm into it already 2 years with my kids, had not thinking about it, right? Like, it's just YouTube. Here are these shows. And now I'm feeling a little bit sheepish as a parent right now. So let's take a little bit of a break. And we'll come back with what we think of Cookie Swirl C. Okay, we're back from the break. So Todd, recommendations. What do you think of Cookie Swirl C? What's happening here?
So this is similar to a lot of different things. I mean, again, we could go all the way back to cartoons when we were a kid. Cartoons when we were a kid, all the commercials were selling toys as well and cereal and stuff like that.
Oh, sure. And if I watched G.I. Joe, those were my action figures actually happening.
Right. I think, again, it's one of those things where we're not going to give it a thumbs up or thumbs down. Parents need to understand that if they let their kids watch unwrap videos like this, then they are setting themselves up for a kid wanting to go buy things. And not just one. That's the thing. You know, I feel it's like a little different. I mean, yes, when I was a kid, yeah. I would have bought as many Star Wars figures as my parents would have let me. Or if they would have gone to the store and said, we're going to buy you 50 Star Wars figures, I would have been like, fantastic. I wouldn't have said, oh, no, that's too many. I don't need that many. I would have said, yeah.
I need them all.
I'll get 10 Stormtroopers. You know, right. I'll have a whole little army of stuff here. That, I think, is the thing. So it's not just buying toys. It's a multiplier. So the kid is going to want to go to the store and say, well, I don't want just one blind bag. I want 10 blind bags.
Right.
Now price points, I mean, you could say, okay, like I just looked this up before the video online, and if you go on Amazon, you can find a set of 3 Trolls Surprise minifigure Series 6 blind bags. So 3 bags for like $12.
How many Trolls do you get?
I think it's one per bag.
Okay.
So you're getting 3 little plastic Trolls for $12.
Potentially $1,000 rare.
Well, right, except that realistically, you're getting 3 little plastic toys that are going to get cast aside very quickly for $12.
Yep.
And, you know, is three going to be enough? She opened up. How many did she open up?
I would say about 9.
Yeah. So
approximately.
So if you're gonna replicate that, you're dropping $30 on little plastic trolls, which, you know, is the kid gonna say, okay, thank you, I don't need any more toys for the next year or so? Doubtful, right? Because if you're into this genre of videos, then she's gonna keep doing these types of videos. And again,
Well, not just that, but this is where the algorithm comes into play. Once your child has stepped into this particular genre of YouTube video, they are inundated with it. It's
right.
Never-ending pool of unwrapped videos or wish fulfillment videos. It's endless. There's right. There's not enough of my life to watch it all. I couldn't possibly watch everything, even if I sat down every day watching every 7-minute blurb of YouTube content that's unwrapping. So, and not only that, but it kind of flushes things to the surface. And if she's interested in LOLs, or she's interested in trolls, or she's interested in Shopkins, those videos will come up to the top as well.
Right.
The algorithm then will generate whatever she desires. Right.
And
so there's a lot of manipulation that's going on that just seems pretty innocent and simple.
And much like, and we talked about this with PewDiePie too, I don't blame her for creating these videos. You know, could I say at face value, you know, what is she actually producing? Not much. You know, she's producing a little bit of entertainment. She's producing a little puppet show. And
well, what's interesting about YouTube is it's very, very raw. When we watch Netflix or watch TV shows, there's an element of maybe substance.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm watching this show, and sometimes they're telling me a message, right? Or I found that show to be very intriguing or very thoughtful. Or maybe there might be some movies where I'm thinking, that's art for sure, and it's telling me something.
Right.
None of this really tells me anything other than what it exactly is.
Right.
Now, the meta story is the kid is entertained. Maddie, who might be bored, watching her Kindle, goes, this is entertaining, right? Like, to her, it's not just about she doesn't get what's happening. What she gets is, I'm feeling good about this show. They're doing things I like to watch and see. And hopefully someday Dad will take me down to Toys R Us and we'll get all these things as well, right? I can fantasize
right.
or have that fantasy.
Yeah, and it's different than, say, a YouTube video where you would unwrap something and assemble it.
Sure.
That actually has some value to the user that says, okay, I'm interested in this product. I want to know how complicated it is. I want to know whether or not I can put it together. I want to know if I can get it running.
This is how I replaced my garbage disposal. I did because of YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I've repaired my washer and dryer several times with YouTube videos. They're tremendous because they walk you right through and you can pause and go back. It'd be nice if I could ask questions every once in a while, but
yeah, exactly.
But they're a tremendous educational tool.
Yes.
And free, you know, it's cheaper than having somebody come out. So yeah, I mean, it's just sort of, again, it's kind of, you know, jar of, you know, marshmallow cream entertainment. There's very little substance there. She's unwrapping toys and playing with them in front of your kid. That's it.
She's sweet. Like I said, I don't have any problems with Cookie.
And again,
I think her editing is actually pretty slick.
Yeah.
Bright.
I mean,
it's clean. It's. I can't say it's incredibly offensive. But I think what my wife and I came to the conclusion was is we need to cut down on this time.
Right.
And we've talked about this before. Like, kids should not be watching any more than, say, 2 hours of television or screen time a day. Right, that's the government recommendation. I'm not sure if that's changed since we've last had this conversation, but I think the recommendation here is you've got to reduce the amount of time they're watching these shows, and to also know that the minute they dive into these unwrapping shows, the system, the whatever system they have set up, will give them more and more and more and more, and whatever hot new toy is coming up, Hasbro is making sure that someone like Cookie Swirl C has got new toys. Because it's not that Cookie used to actually have to buy her toys. Now they just give them to her. Right? So there's never this process of Cookie going to Toys R Us and purchasing things and going, oh yeah, I had to earn my money. Right? Here's my real job that I had to earn money. Then I went down to Toys R Us and bought a bunch of trolls. And now, now I've got, you know, $50 less. Right? There's never this process for Cookie. She doesn't want to give you the displeasure. Right? Cookie doesn't have a parent with her saying, well, Cookie, sorry, you can only buy 3 blind bags today.
Right.
And you don't see the you don't see the disappointment for Cookie. Right? You don't see any of the outside. All you see is the pleasure and the fun of opening and unwrapping. And it's manipulated to feel like it's Christmas Day. But you're right. But I want a little bit more. Yeah. I think we've nailed the show finally down to what it is. But I want to say it in reference to parents. You're not going to see the hardships. You're not going to see the parent agony. You're not going to see the kids saying, I want more. You're never going to see tears. And you're never going to really see a whole lot of disappointment with maybe a little slight disappointment. But even Cookie was trying to bolster that by saying, well, each troll is unique because the hair is styled differently.
Right.
And the only reason the hair is styled differently is because as the troll was going down the manufacturing plant, the hair is just stuck in differently. Right? They just, it's not like they're handcrafted for you.
No.
But she's giving you the feeling that it is.
A little bit. And again, it's clean. You know, I don't think I would, you know, we just watched the one video, but I would bet, you know, these videos are, you know, you're not going to have language. You're not going to have sexual content. You're not going to have, I mean, it's appropriate, we would say, you know, from a morality standpoint for kids. It's just the larger question of, is this what you want your kids watching? Essentially, a 7-minute toy commercial. So.
I wish it was more. I do. And I'm feeling very sheepish about the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, she seems like
a
very nice person. You know, I watched one other – I did find one other video, and I was curious what she looked like. And she does appearances, you know, and kids – you know, they're super excited to see her, and, you know, she gives them hugs and they give her gifts and they send her cards. And that's great. You know, I mean, you say, okay, she seems like somebody who's a pretty positive, you know, role model for a kid. You'd rather that they looked up to somebody who was very peppy and encouraging and that sort of thing. But she's the toy lady. She's the lady that has unlimited toys. She's the lady that.
Her fans give her toys, too.
Right.
That was the funny thing, too.
And I just want to go, what do you think her house looks like?
I don't know.
Either her house is, you know, an episode of Hoarders, but it's all toys, or, you know, I mean, a kid probably wouldn't hear this, but, you know, she may just do these reviews, and then she's got a dumpster out back, and then she just... Because you can't. I mean, if she
yeah, there's like no reality, Todd. There's no reality, right? What do I do with 5,000 trolls? Well, unfortunately,
we want to just believe that she has this gigantic mansion and there are just toys everywhere, right? And you could unleash a kid in the house and they would just be.
My guess is this point, if she's smart about it, she's probably got some warehouse in which she's got some form of studio, right? Cookie World Studio, Cookie Swirl Studio. And you know, there's, you know, I'm assuming that's how it's being played out, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure it didn't start that way, but
she could be selling it on eBay and stuff like that too. So,
yeah, it's like Jane Smith, 5,000 trolls.
That's right. Anyway,
Blind Bag City, woo. Yeah. Anyway,
right.
There you go.
There you go, Cookie Swirl C. She's fairly high energy. Be warned. We need to tell people anything else? Hey, we got an email address, parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. Shoot us an email. Give us suggestions on what we should look at next. Last episode we were talking about what our listeners should be called.
I think it should be mistakes listeners. That's still my thing. But
I think we need something more clever. But, you know, maybe something will come up.
Okay. Well, all right. We're clever enough. Oh,
are we?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Dave, I hope you don't have to make too many trips to the toy store this week.